Extra 1. Late one evening, I came upon a woman, white, well-dressed, probably in her early 20s, on a deserted street in Hyde Park, a relatively wealthy neighborhood in an otherwise mean, poor section of Chicago. As I walked the avenue behind her, there seemed to be a discreet, safe distance between us. Not so. She cast back a worried glance. To her, the young black man, broad, 6 feet 2 inches, with a beard and wavy hair, both hands put into the pockets of a military jacket, seemed dangerously close. After a few more quick glimpses, she picked up her pace and was soon running in earnest. Within seconds, she disappeared into a cross street. That was more than a decade ago. I was 22 years old, a graduate student newly arrived at the University of Chicago. It was in the echo of that terrified woman's footsteps that I first began to know that a black man has the ability to alter public space in ugly ways. It was clear that she thought herself the prey of a gangster or worse. However, as a man who is scarcely able to take a knife to a raw chicken, let alone hold one to a person's throat, I was surprised, embarrassed, and shocked all at once. Her flight also made it clear that I was indistinguishable from the gangsters who occasionally slipped into the area from the surrounding ghetto. That first encounter, and those that followed, signified that a vast gulf lay between nighttime pedestrians, particularly women, and me. And I soon gathered that being perceived as dangerous is a danger in itself. I only needed to turn a corner into a risky situation, or stand by some frightened, armed person in a lobby somewhere, or make a wrong move after being pulled over by a policeman. Where fear and weapons meet, and they often do in urban America, there is always the possibility of death. In that first year, my first away from my hometown, I was to become thoroughly familiar with the language of fear. At dark, shadowy intersections, I could cross in front of a car stopped at a traffic light and hear the thunk, thunk, thunk of the driver, black, white, male or female, pressing down the door locks. On less traveled streets after dark, I grew accustomed to, but never comfortable with, people crossing to the other side of the street rather than pass me. Then there were the standard unpleasant incidents with policemen, doormen, guardsmen, taxi drivers, and others whose business is to detect and send away troublesome individuals before there is any problem.